Welcome to FM Yerushalmi. We're holding my Sesheni Daf from base in the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Chamishi, beginning of Halacha Gimel and the end of the Runal phone base. Zok the Mishnah. Keitzad Poidim Neta Revai. How do you go and redeem Neta Revai? So we know in my Sesheni, you could bring one person. If it's regular fruits that you're Poidim, you just bring one person and gives you the shear, because my Sesheni is very straightforward. Whatever it's sold in the market, that's when you redeem it. But Neta Revai, there's another layer, because Neter Revai becomes Kaddish when it's connected to the ground. So you need to deduct the hoitzos, the expenses of harvesting the fruit, because that's part of getting the Neter Revai for where it is to bring it to Yerushalayim. So therefore you have to have a bigger cheshbon. So therefore a known person is not enough. Says the Mishnah, Keitzad Poidim Neter Revai, Miniach et Asal, that's the girsa that Reb Chaim brings the basket of fruits, Al Pi Shloisha, with three people. Voimer, what does he say? How much a person is willing to redeem besela? And he will use money to come and for the expenses. Any expenses he will take out from his own money. So if he's paying a sela, he needs to deduct whatever expenses are, because that will cost him. So really he's paying less. And then he puts the money and he says, whatever I picked up, whatever I harvest, will be mechul, will be redeemed on this money. And this is the amount of baskets for this amount of selah. So based on that cheshbon, based on that calculation, you redeem the fruits. Kedushas the Mishnah on the basis of Dalif, Uba Shvis, in Shemitah, that everything is hefker. And if it's hefker, there's no real expenses, because you can really work on the ground. And people just come and pick up the hefker, so people don't expense, they don't pay money to collect fruits. So then, then you redeem it for the actual value, like my sashin. In my Yaakov move, in a regular year, but the owner was mafkir, he made it hefker. So now you don't have any more the cost of plowing the field, or working the field, because it was hefker, that expense is gone. So you pay only for the schar of lakito, which means the schar of harvesting or picking up the fruits and taking them down from the tree. Someone who redeems the neta revai needs to add the chamishis, the fifth, which is the 25%. Ben shu shaloi, ben shitalu matar, doesn't matter if it's his, or he got it as a gift, as we saw in Ma'aseh Sheni. Continuing now in the Mishnah, speaks about not necessarily neta revai, speaks about everything, that we all the different trumas and maestras regarding biur. It says the Mishnah, Erev Yontov Rishotcha Pesach, right before Pesach, Shel Revi Special Shvis, in the fourth year of the Shemitah cycle, and the seventh year of the Shemitah cycle, Shvins in Shemitah. Ha Yo Biur. Then there was what's called a Biur. You have to get rid of all the Trumas or Maestras that were not taken out, and were not redeemed, or were not put in the right place until then. Ketzaleya Biur, how does it work exactly? Noisiv Truma, you give the Truma to the Trumas Maeser, and then the Truma that comes out of Maeser, you give it to the owner. Who's the owner? That's the kohen. The kohen gets a truma, and he gets a truma's ma'aser. On ma'aser rishon, the bayil of the poshup shot goes to the levi. The levi gets ma'aser rishon. On ma'aser honi, the bayil of ma'aser honi goes to the owner. That's the poor man. Ma'aser sheni v'abikurim mizbari michol mokim. Ma'aser sheni bikurim. You have to mivar. You have to get rid of it. You can't anymore eat in your shalim, as we'll see later, and you have to get to do the beer. Says Rav Shimon, no, bikurim is different. You don't get rid of it. There's no biur by bikurim, says Rav Shimon. You give it to the kohen. That's what the Gemara said earlier. The Rav Shimon's shita is that there's no biur by bikurim. Hatavshil, if you took my sesheni and you cooked it, chamorim itself by itself to get rid of it, even though the fruits are within a dish. It's as if it's considered to be mivur, because hatavshil, a dish will get spoiled quickly. It's considered to be that you got rid of it. Continues the Mishnah, Mishayuloi Peiris Banazeh. Someone has fruits today, and there's no Beis HaMikdash. You don't go to Yerushalayim. So says the Mishnah from Beis HaMikdash, V'giyah Shtas HaBiyur, comes the year of Biyur, what do? Chamorim Tzorech L'chalolom Al HaKesef. You redeem the fruits for money, because the money you don't have to get rid of, even though you can't use it. So let's just take the Kedusha from the fruits, put it on money, put the money aside. V'siloim Echot Shem Kesef, Echot Shem Peiris, there's no difference, because of the money you also have to get rid of. So there's no difference if it's money or it's fruits. And both of them you have a din of beer. So the Gemara just first of all explains the words of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that when you come and do the shear, you come do the estimation of what's worth. So then it says, livdoisloi besela. So it says, you come and mishai what a person wants to redeem with a sela. So the Gemara doesn't mean redeem it, but it means likachloi besela, to buy with a sela. He wants to redeem it based on what other people purchase it. So what it means, livdois, means likach. And then it says, if the fruits were hefker, so the only thing that you have to pay for, the only thing you deduct, is ein lo ela schar lakito. So that's not an exact lashon, because lakito refers to vegetables. We're talking here about fruits. So ein lo ela schar akitzo. Akitzo is the right language in trees. Lakito is the language you use for vegetables. Abishaya mafik tloso istavonsin. Shaya brought out three istavonsin. What's this idea? So once the Mefarshim of the Daf explains that they were talking about mumchim, people that are experts. When he did the evaluation, he brought experts. Reb Chaim has a different explanation. He says that he's talking about loshen istinis, talking people that they don't work. So when they have to deduct the cost of work, of harvesting, they deduct a lot of money, because for them it's a big headache. They're not professional workers, and for them it's not a lot to come and harvest the field. For them it's a big deal. So you deduct a lot, and you don't have to redeem so much. So now we're learning regarding Biyu. So the Gemara learns the Pesukim. Ksif. Mikseh shol shoyim toitziz kol ma'asar tvoscho ba'shano yihi v'inachto b'sharecho. After 3 years, you'll take all the ma'isa tool. V'inachto b'sharecho. You put in the gate, which means you put in the right location. And this is the source of the mitzvah of Biyu. Says the Gemara, yechol pa'am achaz b'shavua. Maybe you do it only once in the Shvi cycle, in the Shemitah cycle. Maybe only once the chayav loitzi the ma'isers or loitzi ma'isoni. Maybe only then you have to take on ma'isers ma'isoni. Talmud loymar mikzeh shaloshonim. Achas the shaloshonim lo yachas the sheva. Mikzeh means at the end of 3 years, every 3 year cycle you have to take it out. No, not once a shemitah. Elo b'shlishis u'b'shviz shnei pa'im b'shavua, because you're talking mikzeh shalosh at the end of a 3 year cycle, so it means in the third year and in the seventh year. And the third year is lav davka, as we'll see in a moment. The Gemara is going to tell us exactly. Maybe you'll do it Rosh Hashanah. Maybe you do that also right away in the beginning of the fourth year. Mikseh means the end. It needs to be in the end of the year and not the beginning of the year. Maybe you say immediately in the fourth year, meaning it will be the end of the third year, which means the beginning of the fourth year. And then it will be Atchar Levi Samasus Loitzi Maizoni. Tomod Loimaki Sechale Laaseres Kol Masar Tvoscho. When you do, when you finish the Maizus, Keshetichle Laaseres Kol Aperis. When you finish to do the Maizer of all the fruits, that's when you do it. You don't wait for the end of the year, you do it right after you finish the Maizus. That's when you finish the Meiser. So maybe you do it on Chanukah, because that's when usually the Meisers are done, the harvest is done. So I think what regarding Hakil, it says Miketz, it says the end of the 7 year, and it talks about the Sukkos afterwards, it talks about a Chak. Here we're talking about Amoyed. So here we're talking about Amoyed. We're talking about Pesach and not on Chanukah. Okay, so if it's Amoyed, maybe it's Sukkos. Why is it Pesach? Only when you finish the bayis, as we said before. When do you do the Maisa of the third year? In the Pesach of the fourth year. So this is basically the whole drasha. The drasha is that after 3 years, once you finish 3 years, and you finish the maisers of the 3 years, when you get to the moyed, you'll do that. So when is that? That's the Pesach after the third year, and the Pesach after the sixth year. So it's the fourth year of Shemitah, and the seventh year of Shemitah, that's when you do it. With this we conclude, Yerushalayim Ma'aseh Sheni, Daven Beis.